Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees podcast for Monday, May 10th. I hope everybody had a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. If you were watching the Yankees, you certainly enjoyed them go 7-2 on the just completed homestand. Important series starting on Tuesday night when the Yankees take on the Rays. They've lost 5 out of the first 6 meetings with Tampa Bay this season, so a big series for certain as the Yankees have started to play better and now are looking to continue that push through May and get themselves back up to the top of the division. They haven't been there all year, struggling to stay over 500, and we'll see how they do on this upcoming road trip. It starts with Tampa Bay. There's also series with Baltimore and Texas in there, 4-game series with Texas. So a 10-game road trip, and I'll tell you a lot about where the Yankees are as they head towards really one of the first major markers of the season when you get past the it's early stage, as you head towards Memorial Day. That's when you're almost a third of the way through the season, quarter third of the way through the season, and you start to say, okay, where is this team right now? And we're almost there. Meanwhile, the minor league season has started. It began this past week, and it's really eye-opening and enlightening to look at what some of these prospects are doing right now, because remember, they missed all of last season. It was all complex activity, and even that, it wasn't even for everybody because of quarantine stuff. So trying to figure out where these kids are in development was a bit of a challenge, and how they would perform once they came out of that and got back into real game competition for the first time in 2 years. Well, that was going to be a little eye-opening as well. And it certainly was this past week as we watched some of the box scores and see how players are performing in this opening week of games. Certainly a few Yankees prospects to keep an eye on at the lower levels. Anthony Volpe was the Yankees' number one draft pick in 2019, got off to a good start for Class A Tampa. Another draft pick from last year, from 2020, who didn't play at all anywhere, a third-round pick named Trevor Hauver. He's a second baseman out of Arizona State. Man, did he have himself a week for Tampa. He went 10 for 18 and hit 6 home runs. At Hudson Valley, the Yankees' new high-A affiliate, Luis Medina made 2 starts. He was actually in spring training with the Yankees, and you've got to look at his 100-mile-an-hour fastball. Well, he's not going to be an A-ball very long if he keeps doing this. He made 2 starts this past week. Combined, he went 9 innings. 5 innings in one, 4 innings in the other. And combined, he struck out 15 batters in 9 innings, only allowed 2 hits, 4 walks, and did not allow a run. So 22-year-old Luis Medina off to a really good start at the high-A level. Josh Breaux was one of the Yankees' high picks a few years ago, a second rounder in 2018. He had a big day on Sunday. Nice to see him off to a good start. He's one of the Yankees, part of the Yankees' organizational catching depth. But the guy I want to focus on is a guy who's at Double A right now, and that's Esteban Florial. Esteban Florial is a name you've heard for several years now, probably about going back to about 2017 when he ranked really high in the Yankees farm system based off of Baseball America and the other publications that follow the minor leagues. He was 19 at the time. Well, for various reasons, Florial has stalled, mostly a lot of weird injury stuff. He had some hand and wrist injuries that forced him to miss some time, and then coming back from that, wasn't quite the same. Obviously, missing all of last season certainly hurt. He did make his major league debut because the Yankees were short on outfielders and they had a limited pool of players to pick from at the alternate site. And he came up and played a game at the major league level, but really not major league ready. I mean, he really hasn't spent any time above A ball. Just a couple of at bats, really, playoff time. But if you look at his regular season record, it is all A ball. Low A ball, Gulf Coast League, Summer League, and one game with the New York Yankees. So here's a guy who has missed a lot of time, missed a lot of development time. So his first week at Double A, worth keeping an eye on. Well, what did he do at Somerset, the Yankees' new Double A affiliate? Well, he went 7 for 18 this past week with, 7 for 22. 7 for 22 with 4 home runs and 2 in one game. Batting out of the leadoff spot, he's a guy that is a classic five-tool prospect. How that turns out, if and when he reaches the major leagues for an extended period of time, well, that remains to be seen. But this guy has the tools that jump off the chart. And really, anybody who watches him sees the tools just blasting. And you dream of the potential. Well, here's where you really start dreaming of the potential, when he starts double-A and he starts out like this. So in order to get a little bit more of a read on what Florial did this past week and how he's looked, I checked in with the Somerset Patriots manager in his first year at double-A Somerset. It's Julio Mosquera. And I asked Julio really about the hot start that Florial is off to and what he has taken out of it.
I mean, we always see Florial. He's an electric player. But right now, he's in the zone right now. He's swinging a really good pitches. I mean, when he get his pitch, he's doing a lot of damage. And it's something that I'm really proud. And we as the coaches are really proud of what he's doing. His mindset is locked in right now. I mean, he's so confident when he walks into the plate. You can see a different Florial right now. Because when he goes to the plate, he's got that confidence that he's going to have a great at bat.
I don't think you have actually been at the same level as him for the last few years, but you've seen him. Have you ever seen what you're describing right now, the confidence he walks up to the plate? Have you seen that anywhere from him, or has anybody else talked to you about that?
No, nobody has talked to me about it. I mean, I speak to Marco Stims a lot about Florial, and he talked to me about it. And to be honest to you, what I see right now from Florial is commitment. It is something that he's driving. He wants to strive to get better, and something that he's showing us to us. Even in batting practice, you see him working on different things. You know, right now he's swinging the bat really good. So in BP, a lot of times you can try to hit home runs. He's not. He's working on things. He's trying to hit the ball the other way. He's trying to hit the ball to center field. He's trying to pull the ball. And, you know, he uses a mix. When we throw batting practice to him, he mixes. He wants you to throw a fastball, breaking balls. It's almost like the game. And he tried to replicate game situation. And it's pretty amazing and remarkable what he's doing. And, you know, I just ask him, what do you want? Because I've been throwing batting practice to him every day in my groups. And he basically said, mix it up, and he makes adjustments. And, you know, it's from a player like that to do those things as a right now and feel that locked in on the play, I think that's really, really amazing.
And that's him just learning pitch recognition during batting practice too, right? Are you telling him what's coming?
Nope. I'm not telling him. He said random. That's all he said to me, random. I'm going to just go random, and I don't tell him what's coming. I can throw my left breaking ball. It's not that good, but I throw my left breaking ball. And I throw these fastballs. I go up the ladder, down the ladder, in, out, breaking ball down in the dirt, breaking ball hanging. And he recognizes that he only swings the strikes, that's why he's having such a good time right now, because he's recognizing pitches. He's seeing in batting practice, and it's helping him when he goes through the game because he's practicing like game situations.
How much do you think it helps that he's now, he's not 19 or 20 anymore, he's 23, so a little more physically mature, a little more mentally mature, and it seems that he's had such a hard time staying healthy the last couple of years, just being able to go out there and, no pun intended, let it flow, right? How much do you think he's enjoying that part of it?
I think he's enjoying that very much. I can see it on his demeanor. I mean, he's having fun. He's smiling. Obviously, Flo is the quiet guy. He's a quiet person. But right now, he's out there smiling, having fun. And it's like a different Florial that I see right now. I mean, he's having fun. He's happy that he's healthy. And something that drives him is that builds confidence. And it's something that I think that's the biggest part. He feels confidence that he can do things the right way. And, you know, we always talk about it. The talent is there. I mean, the future and the ceiling is high. But right now, you know, Flo came to the organization as a young player. Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of time to develop. Some guys can develop faster. You know, some guys will take a little bit longer. But when they reached that peak, and I think Flo is getting to right there right now, and I think it's coming. I can see it pretty good. It's coming, and he's making really good strides every single day.
Fans have known his name for a long time, so when they see him off to a really good start at AA, their natural inclination is going to see, okay, when does he move up? But and you might not have him long if he keeps hitting like this, but the important thing for him is to just kind of keep building confidence and getting reps because of all the time he's missed, right?
Yes, and that's one of the biggest things, building confidence. Our job as a coaches is to try to help the players develop the most. You know why? If he's here for another month, if he's here for the whole season, that's great. You know, it's whatever is best for Floreal, whatever he can be at his best. You know, and it's something that, you know, I'll always tell Flo, hey, you're only 45 minutes away from Yankee Stadium. You're only 45 minutes away from Yankee Stadium. So he look at it, he always smile about it. I'm like, hey, you can go from here, you can go from the other place. But he's just having fun, and I try to keep it loose with him, and we as a coach just keep it loose, and he likes it. So it's something that it's good to see.
There are always a handful of prospects that you get really excited about because you see potential, and Esteban Floreal is certainly one of them because of, as we talked about earlier, just the tools that jump out at you. This is a very important year for Floreal to just play, and as I mentioned with Julio, there are going to be a lot of people asking about when he's going to be able to come up because they're going to see him putting up big numbers at AA. Important thing right now is to just keep getting at bats, and play the games. And at some point, you know, he's 23 now. If he has a really good year at AA, and there are needs for the Yankees at some point later in the season, it's not impossible for him to make that jump. But ideally, I think you'd love to see him make the normal progressions this year and kind of be full boat ready to go next year and be able to contribute next year for the Yankees. And we'll see, and at that point, he'll still only be 24. So he's still a young man. He lost a lot of development time. This is going to be exciting, and if you listen to post games on the Yankees Radio Network, you know that every night I like to highlight a few of the Yankees prospects and see what they're doing at the minor league level, and certainly Floreal has caught my eye and a lot of other people's as we begin this minor league season just this past week. So pay attention to a lot of these guys. I know I will, and it's exciting to see Esteban Floreal doing well at the beginning and hopefully off to a good season this year at AA Somerset. My thanks to Julio Mosquera, Somerset Patriots manager, for taking some time and giving us a little insight into what he sees with Esteban Floreal. Want to remind you that you can subscribe to WFAN's Baseball Insiders, and you will get Ed Coleman's Mets reports and my Yankees reports delivered to you twice a week. And we will, from time to time, check in at the minor league level as well and highlight some of the goings on there, just like we did here. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, I'm Sweeney Murdy.